Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 293 for May 29th, 2011. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And the music in this podcast is provided by IOTA PromoNet. And we're celebrating the Memorial Weekend here in the United States, and the weekend is all about honoring those people who have sacrificed themselves for the freedom that we enjoy here in this country. And the song that you're listening to is National Emblem, and it's by the U.S. Air Force Band of the Golden West. And it's from the album War and Remembrance. Well, once again, I want to thank you for listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. Thank you for being here. And I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And this show is all about the travel business. And if you're interested in the travel trade, or if you're a travel agent, well, you're in the right place. And what we do here is we talk about travel. We have interesting guests on. Quite often we have guests that are at the top of their industry, and they're here to inform you about their products, destinations, or whatever. Whatever it might be that relates to travel. And occasionally we have a guest on that doesn't have anything to do with travel, but the guest is an interesting kind of person, and we have them on for the entertainment value or for the value of educating you in some other area other than the travel business. So that happens from time to time, not too often, but occasionally we mix it up a little bit. And we're here for you and to help you out. And if you have anything that we'd like to, anything that you would like to add to the show or change, please drop me an email at Barry@hometravelagent.net. That's Barry@hometravelagent.net. Drop me an email, and we'll be happy to take a look at your suggestions and perhaps incorporate those into the show. And they're always welcome. Good or bad, we like to hear from you. So please drop us an email. Now, you can find out more about the show over at the website at www.hometravelagent.net. And once you're over there, you're going to find archives of the shows. You're going to find a spot on the right-hand side of the webpage where you can put in your email address. And every time there's a show, you'll get the show notes automatically in your email box. Plus, there's tags over there. If you're interested in something, maybe cruises, training, there is a tag cloud on the right-hand side of the webpage, and you can click on one of those tags, and what will happen is that you'll get all the shows that have been tagged with that particular tag. So that's very handy, and there's also a Google search feature within the website that allows you to search the past shows for anything and everything that you're interested in, and hopefully you'll come up with some hits. Now, as we get into the show, I think you'll notice that one thing we're not about is we're not here to promote an ebook. We're not an infomercial for anything. What we're here for is the travel agent, the travel trade industry, and we like to keep it that way. We do have one sponsor, which will be coming up, and that sponsor has been a sponsor on the show for a number of years, and we're happy to have them. But anyhow, we'll get into that here in a few minutes. But what I want to do before we talk about the sponsor is I want to thank you once again for being a listener and a subscriber. You know, you're very important to us. We do appreciate you coming on board and listening to the show. And the show comes in, typically comes in different segments. The first segment is an introductory segment. And that usually goes into a co-hosted segment. But sometimes in between that, we throw in some business, education, ideas, etc. into a segment between the co-hosted and the introduction segments. And then at the end of the show, we have a news segment, and then we close out the show. So that's how it works here. And hope you enjoy it. Again, if you want to make some changes or suggest changes, let me know. Barry@hometravelagent.net. Now, on to our sponsor, GoToMeeting. You know, in today's business world, people are on the go. And you know, whether you're working from home, a different office, or you're just traveling, it's almost impossible to get everyone in the same room for a meeting. And that's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everyone can meet online, no matter where they are. And I use this product once or twice a week, typically, and have meetings with people in different parts of the state, which is very helpful. And we share information, and we can do it right on the screen. And we can use GoToMeeting to collaborate on documents in real time. And you know, it's just like being in the same room, and anyone can present. It's so easy, and you can get started by going over to gotomeeting.com and entering the promo code podcast. That's gotomeeting.com. Enter the promo code podcast, and you know you help this show out when you do that. Now, you can get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes, and any of your attendees that you invite, they're just a click away. So you'll want to try this, and you can do it for 30 days for free. And once you get to the point where you're going to pay, it's a low, flat monthly rate. You know, there's no extra charges. Everything's included, even free phone conferencing and voice over IP. Everything is there, and you just pay for it. One low, flat monthly rate. Again, visit gotomeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code podcast. And thank you for doing that. So with that, what we're going to do is move on into the co-hosted segment of the show. And I want to apologize. There's a little bit of a rough audio segment in the co-hosted segment. It's not impossible to understand what the guest is saying, but the audio is a little choppy, and that's because the connection was dropping out a little bit as we were recording the interview. It doesn't last very long. It's about 3 minutes long, the choppy part, and then it goes into audio that's just fine, and there's no problem. So bear with that short segment where the audio is a little choppy, and you're going to hear a great interview in the co-hosted segment. So with that, let's get right into it. Here we go. Well, this is the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, and we're going into the co-hosted segment of the show. And welcome, everybody. Welcome on board to the show. And actually, I'm in the mobile studio here. Typically, I record at home, which is in a studio at home, which is in between Grand Rapids, Michigan, and Muskegon, Michigan, about 15 miles from Lake Michigan. But we've taken off in the small motorhome, and we're down a little further south in the state, probably about 90 miles from Chicago, at a KOA campground, sitting here using their Wi-Fi connection and making the show possible this evening. So if you hear some strange noises, that it's probably coming from the campground. But anyhow, we have a guest today, and what I'm going to do is let Laureen Romero take over and introduce the guest.
Well, thank you, Barry, and have a good long holiday weekend. I'm glad to see that you're out roughing it with a little bit of dirt, and you're able to combine technology in with the dirt. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, actually, these aren't the sites that we're on. They are not cement. They're not pads. It's we're parked on the dirt, which is kind of unusual for a KOA, but it's nice here. We're enjoying it.
Well, I hope you have a nice long holiday weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you for making this possible by being a geek, yeah, and having the technology from a camera. That's great. I would like to introduce our guest for this week. And just briefly, it's been an interesting process. Chris was scheduled for several weeks ago, and we just could not connect. When we called her, she was on the other line, so we got voicemail. Then we tried to email her, and we missed each other. That would be called just modern technology hiccup. And she was gracious enough to be able to reschedule in her calendar for the Friday of a long weekend, less. So I would like to introduce Chris, the Channel Marketing Strategy Manager for Celebrity Cruise Lines. And Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Chris, tell us a little bit about what you do with Celebrity Cruise Line, how you ended up there, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure, absolutely. I've actually been with Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited going on 11 years now, and I've been brand dedicated with Celebrity Cruises for the past 6 years. And I've joined the Celebrity brand in the sales department and work in national accounts. And one of the key focuses of my responsibilities is developing customized tools and programs for our travel agency partners to help ensure that you all have the right keys to success selling our brand. And some of the other key responsibilities that I have is I also work in national accounts and some of our national account travel agency relationships, which is really a lot of fun because our business is all about relationships and relationship building, and that's how, you know, our cruises get sold through our trusted travel partners. And some of the other responsibilities that I have as well include speaking at our travel agent home day shows that we've got all around the country, as well as Cruise 360 and our regional training events that we do with ASTA, with NACTA as well. So I'm, you know, basically ambassador, a spokesperson, and a salesperson at heart.
So you definitely sound like a woman on the roll. Do you have any Asian shows that are coming up in the near future that you might want to announce and have people come out and meet you?
Absolutely. We will. We actually were just out in Vegas for the home-based agent forum with OS. And I believe that we had, it was over 1,500 agents, which was quite impressive. Coming up the pike this fall, we'll be out in Las Vegas for the ASTA trade show, which will be happening in September, followed by the OSSN Home Based Agent Forum, which will be in October. And in addition, we will be at the NACTA National Conference, which ironically is on board the MSC GOSIA, as well as the Travel Weekly Home and Show, which is in November in Fort Lauderdale, followed by the Luxury Show in December back in Vegas. So that's our road show, and I will be at all of the major events this year, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
Very nice, very nice. So you mentioned, you chopped up just a little bit, so I'm sorry if I'm going to have you repeat this. You do, you're responsible also not only for national, but also you do regional events, is that
correct? One of the key things that our travel agency partners said to us loud and clear last year, specifically our home-based agents, they said, we would really like for you to come out and touch, you know, us locally. And we also want increased access to taking your brand for a test drive. So one of the things that we did was we implemented a regional training program called the Home Base Key Success Celebrity Cruises. And travel agents, what I like to call all walks of life, retail, call center, everyone is welcome to come. But what we do is we combine some of the industry's leading travel industry executives that are outside of the celebrity brand. They're giving some fantastic training, along with some of our own in-house experts giving some amazing training. And what we're doing is we're actually posting these events on board the celebrity ships when they're in port regionally around the country. So this fall we'll be bringing Keys to Success events to San Diego, and we're also going to Boston. We're going to be up in New York, as well as Maine, Portland, Maine, and then we'll be back down in Miami in December. And some of the industry leaders that we have speaking at the events, we've got Scott Kep, who's from NACTA. He's the former president of NACTA. We have Anita Fiasco, who is the Western Regional Manager of OSSN, and she just produced an awesome book. We've got Stuart Cohen, who is President and Chief Motivational Officer of Exclamation Points, Inc., and he's a very well-known industry speaker, as well as our in-house team, Ron Galafney, our Director of Corporate Meetings and Incentives. We have executives from our cruise tour company, along with myself, and product experts like Susanna Romero, who handles our Galapagos product. So some really great training events happening around the country, both external industry leaders and our internal experts. And best of all, they're being hosted on board ships, and everyone gets to experience the celebrity brand for a day with a nice lunch and a ship tour, as well as get some awesome keys to grow their business.
A couple of years ago, I was on Nexion, it's my host agent, and I was on a fam that was on a celebrity cruise ship up in Alaska a couple of years ago. I have to tell you, the training was phenomenal. The folks there knew their product, and what a lovely brand you're representing. Can you tell us a little bit about how Celebrity Cruise Line fits in the mix? In this day and age, we have such a huge range of options for our clients. What kind of client would we be selling Celebrity Cruise Lines to?
Sure, absolutely. Well, celebrity definitely falls within the premium category, which we position ourselves slightly above Princess and Holland America. And our guest is really a guest who is more of a mindset versus a demographic, someone who is youthful in thinking. Their age is aspirational, we like to call it. 55 is the new 35. So, excuse me, someone who's youthful in thinking. Someone who really appreciates world-class cuisine and impeccable service. And I think a client who also is willing to pay a little bit more for the premium cruise experience, and someone who also prefers cruising as their vacation preference.
This staff experience is absolutely wonderful. Your staff must go through a large amount of training. They're definitely on board with customer service, how to make your customers happy. The service desk are willing to do anything to make a request acceptable. And the cruise ships are phenomenal. Now, are you coming out with any new ships, or are you having some renovations done?
Yes, we're actually featuring two new ships. In 2011-2012, we have the Celebrity Silhouette, which will be debuting this summer in Europe. And we also have the Celebrity Reflection, which will be debuting the following year in 2012. And both ships are an evolution of our Solstice class ships, which are our newest class of ships. And they truly are, I like to call them, floating works of art at sea. Our loyal guests, 70% of our clients are repeat cruisers. So one of the things that we do pretty closely is listen to what our guests have to say in terms of what they like and what they want to see with our new hardware. So the new ships that we have coming out, Silhouette and Reflection, our loyalty guests basically said, you know, we would like for you to take the elements of the three Solstice class ships that you have, and we really want you to bring it to the next level. So what we're doing is we're expanding our specialty dining, which is going to be fantastic. We've got some really great new venues, like the Lawn Club Grill, which is fantastic. And we're also adding a new category of staterooms called Aqua Class Suites, which our loyalty guests have also requested as well. So with our two new ships, we're adding some little twists on specialty dining, and I believe Reflection as well actually has an extra deck. So we're actually inserting an extra deck into Reflection, which will provide the ability for us to add not only more guest staterooms, but more public venues for our clients to enjoy. The second thing that we're doing with our hardware is we're going back and we're reinvesting $200 million in our Millennium Class vessels, and we're bringing the key elements from the Solstice class, which is award-winning from Condé Nast Traveler magazine, back to our Millennium class hardware. So we're spending about $50 million per ship, and we're bringing some key elements like extra specialty dining. Like, for example, on Infinity, we're going to be adding Cuisine, which is our award-winning specialty restaurant that we have on board our latest Solstice class ship. We're also adding Aqua class staterooms. We're adding Blue, which is the dedicated dining room for the Aqua class guests, as well as Cellar Masters, our wine bar. We're adding the Bistro 15, which is our crepe restaurant, as well as Cafe Al Baccio, which is our wonderful coffee house, and last but not least, our martini bar, which is very, very famous. So we're very excited. And in addition to all of these public venues that we're retrofitting our Millennium Class hardware with, the staterooms themselves are also getting a full refresh, as well as all of the common areas. So all staterooms will be outfitted with flat screen TVs, brand new bedding, brand new appointments. And I just got off the Constellation, and she was just solsticized. That's the way we like to call it. And she looks absolutely amazing. She looks like a brand new ship, and she's gorgeous. So we have three more Millennium class ships, which will be going into the yard between 2011 and 2012. And by the spring of 2012, all of our Millennium class vessels will receive their extreme makeover.
Well, it sounds like you're definitely making a wise investment back into your product, which definitely shows the commitment that you have to making your customers happy and the kind of clientele that you want to be able to continue to bring onto your ships.
Absolutely. Yeah, our loyalty guests are really, I would say, you know, loyalty is really key to us. And one of the things that we try to do our best is to make sure that, you know, when our travel agency partners entrust their clients to our brand, you know, we do our best to make sure that they are, that their expectations are exceeded and they have an amazing cruise experience, and then we bring them back to our agency partners happy. So they book not only with Celebrity again, but they also book with their travel agent for recommending our brand again.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Speaking as a travel agent, that's greatly appreciated. What kind of training opportunities do you provide for travel agents?
We offer all kinds of training, and I think that, you know, we are a brand, and I can say this with confidence, that we're a brand where over 90% of our business is handled through our travel agency distribution system. So less than 10% of our business comes through our direct channel. And with that being said, we really have to make sure that we are positioned in the forefront of the training arena to make sure that agents are set up for success selling our brand. And one of the key things that we launched a couple years ago was the Celebrity Cruises Five Star Academy, and that's our online training program, and it is absolutely fantastic. You can log on to cruisingpower.com, and if you have not signed up with Cruising Power, Cruising Power is our travel agent website, and all three brands from Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited are supported through Cruising Power: Royal Caribbean International, Azamara Club Cruises, and of course, Celebrity Cruises. So I highly recommend that if you're not logged into Cruising Power, that you create your own sign-in. And when you log in, you can go into, there's a menu item called Working With Us, Travel Agent Training, and you can select the Celebrity brand, and that'll launch you into Five Star Academy. And when you go into Five Star Academy and you finish the academy and you complete all of your five stars, you get a whole array of benefits for completing Five Star Academy, including exclusive consumer invitationals that we do around the country. You can bring your consumers to fantastic events that we host completely free, on your behalf. And your clients get awesome booking offers, which are fantastic. As well as when you sail with us, you also get some fantastic onboard booking offers as well. And you also get some really great benefits like free internet. You get laundry discounts and all kinds of really great little goodies, which we're super, super happy to provide our agency partners with. I think the second thing I would mention with training is that we really believe that if you sail us, you will sell us. And I know that you mentioned that you had been on board one of our seminars at CU through Nexion, which is fantastic. And, you know, we do highly recommend that if you are a home-based agent, you know, getting hosted is a really good idea, because when you are hosted, you end up with a great support system on the educational side as well as the marketing side. And it truly benefits, both of us when, we work very closely with our host agency partners. And through our host agency partners, as well as with our home-based associations, NACTA and OSSN, as well as CLIA, we do a wonderful seminar C program. And if you are a Five Star Academy graduate, you get special invitations for these seminars at C. And I have to say that, you know, the agents that go on board our seminars at C, their revenue usually increases between 2 and 3-fold within 6 months after they return from their seminar XC experience. And part of it is them getting to know our brand, but the other piece of it is all of the great tools and resources that are learned through the seminar XC program. So I talked about our key success events that were going on regionally, and we have our online training, and we also have our at sea training. So those are the key ways that we educate our agency partners, as well as major trade shows around the country.
Yes, definitely. And I do have to say that Celebrity Cruise Line has been extremely supportive to travel agents. As I mention. I know particularly from NextGen and also as a member of NACTA. So thank you for definitely pointing out the fact that how important it is to be hosted, no matter who your agency is. It can be Cruise One, it can be Vacations.com, NextGen, there's a variety. But being able to have a host agent really does bring in extra benefits, including the fact that there's special trainings, special webinars that are only provided to host agents that a totally independent person may not have the opportunity to benefit from. So thank you for bringing that up, Chris.
You're welcome.
Barry, did you have any questions? Sorry, that is an airplane going over. I live in Santa Rosa. We have an airport. Believe it or not, there's an airport in Santa Rosa. sorry about that. Barry, do you have any questions for our guest tonight?
Yeah, I was curious about the with the new ships coming on, if you're going to have any new itineraries or what the renovation of some of your ships, too. Are your ports going to stay the same or any changes in that realm?
Great question. We're very excited. We have a couple of new very exciting developments as it relates to deployment. And one of them is that the Millennium, which is the original ship of the Millennium class, she'll be getting her solstice-sized investment in May of next year. And she will actually be going over to Asia. And she's going to be doing Asia. As a brand, we're actually sailing in Asia for the first time.
Wow.
So we're very excited about that. And then the second new development from a hardware perspective is this year we have the Century sailing down under in Australia, New Zealand. And next year, we're upgrading our hardware in Australia and New Zealand as well. And we're going to be bringing the Solstice down under. And so it'll be the first time a Solstice class ship has actually done the Australia New Zealand itinerary, and we're super, super excited about that. And this coming fall, we have our newest ship, the Celebrity Silhouette, which is coming out this summer, and she's actually going to be doing Long Caribbean, two beautiful alternating 12-night itineraries, exotic Caribbean itineraries out of Bayonne, New Jersey. So the Northeast has a huge, huge advantage this year. As it relates to our newest hardware being located in the Northeast, doing two incredible itineraries and some very exciting exotic destinations in the Caribbean this winter. So, and there are other new exciting developments coming up, but I think those are all of the developments that we can mention at this time.
Great.
That's wonderful. What a great list. I'm on the website looking at the list of destinations, and Celebrity has some awesome covers the Mediterranean and, as you said, Asia and the New Zealand and Australia, which is wonderful. They're all very culturally oriented communities, and it's really nice to see that you're touching on them and really have the ability to be able to bring the world closer for people. So thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. I think one thing is that, you know, our brand is really known as a seasonal brand. And what I mean by that is that, you know, there are some brands out there that have a year-round presence in the Caribbean. And all of our ships, you know, I like to say that they wander. The majority of our ships in the summertime, this summer we have our largest deployment in Europe, which has been a huge opportunity and somewhat of a challenge for us, but we've been able to overcome that with some great reduced air pricing. But Europe is our number one key market for the summertime, and then followed by Alaska, I would say is number two in the summer. And then in the winter, we go down to South America, we do Caribbean, any kind of Caribbean. I think we're between 4 and 14 nights on the sailing links with itineraries. So we cover pretty much most of the major products around the world, including the Galapagos Islands with our mega yacht expedition.
Well, very nice, very nice. Well, thank you again. Barry, did you have any other questions for her? You're always so good at this.
I think that's. I think that covers everything on my end here.
Well, thank you again, Chris, for being on our show and representing Celebrity Cruise Lines. Barry, if our guests or listeners would like to reach you, what's a good way for them to email you or Twitter and Facebook you?
Well,
email is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. That's all one word, hometravelagent.net. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/Barry.Kantz. And Twitter is Kantzb, K-A-N-T-Z-B. And Laureen?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued at mac.com. And my Facebook account is Laureen R, and that's spelled L-O-R-E-N-E-R. And Chris, if some of our listeners might like to reach you or find out who their local rep would be, what's a good way for them to connect with you?
Absolutely. Travel agents can feel free to send me an email. My email address is clikecharlie, D like David, E-S-O-U-Z-A, so it's cdesouza at rccl.com. And feel free to call me on my office phone as well at 305-982-2102. And I'm happy to take a look at your agency phone number, and I can direct you to your appropriate salesperson.
Great. Thank you again for representing Celebrity Cruise Lines and doing such a great job at it. Thank you again for being able to come back on the show, Chris.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity, guys, and have a lovely weekend.
Yeah, you too.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Chris. Thank you, Laureen, once again, for bringing on a great guest to the show here at the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And we're into the news segment of the show, and I've got four news items today. And the first item comes from the Orlando Sentinel. And did you know that Orlando is the first U.S. travel destination to draw more than 50 million visitors in a year? Now, that's bigger than New York City. And that was New York City's goal, is to draw in more than 50 million visitors in a year. And Orlando surpassed that amount and beat New York City to the punch here, which is an amazing thing. 50 million visitors in 1 year, that's just one heck of a lot of people. And guess what? You have had a lot to do with that as travel agents. So, you know, keep up the good work. Keep pumping people into Orlando and selling those Disney packages and Universal Studios. It's a great place to be, and you can read more about this at the link, or you can go to the link in the show notes and click on it, and you'll be taken to the article that talks about Orlando receiving more than 50 million visitors in the course of 1 year. Quite an accomplishment. Now, the next article comes from MSNBC.com, and this is a problem that I experience all the time when I'm traveling, and I wanted to include this because it has some ideas in here that I'm certainly going to use when I travel. And the problem I have is keeping my cords and my little chargers and all the things that I need to keep my gadgets running when I travel, and believe you me, I have a lot of gadgets. So this is a way that you can use to help you or your clients. You can suggest this to your clients too, suggest this article to them. This article gives you tips on how to keep your cords tidy and organized. And one of the things that they suggest here in this article is to use spent toilet paper tubes, where you can wrap, you know, cell phone chargers and cords and stick them inside the cardboard tube. And another idea that I particularly like is taking those, you know, Ziploc plastic bags and writing on the bag the item, the charger, the cord, or whatever it is that should go inside that bag. Now, before you travel, you have all these bags that are labeled with what should go inside them. The nice thing about this is that if you go through each bag and put in the items that are described on the outside of the bag, you will not forget a cord or a charger or whatever it is that you need to take along to power your gadgets. And I like this because, you know, typically I forget a cord or a plug or a charger or something when I'm traveling, and it just drives me crazy. And I've had to go to the Apple store, even up in Traverse City, Michigan, and buy a new charger for the iPad so that I could use that while I was away up north at a conference. So this is a way to keep track of what you need and a way to keep it organized for your gadgets when you travel. And you can find a link to this article in the show notes, and it's from MSNBC.com. Okay, this article caught my eye because this Christmas we were down in the Sarasota area and we stopped at Siesta Beach. And Siesta Beach is just amazing. What a beautiful beach. Unfortunately, it was a little chilly there on that day that we were there, but the beach is beautiful. It's just absolutely beautiful white sands, a very wide beach, flat and easy to walk on. And I just can't say enough great things about the Siesta Beach on Siesta Key. Now, I'm apparently not alone in this because on the website at drbeach.org, Dr. Beach lists the top 10 beaches, and Siesta Beach is number one. It takes the number one spot of the top 10 beaches I guess it's in the United States here. I'm looking, scrolling through the list, and there's none outside the United States. So this is number one in the U.S., Siesta Beach. And just as an example here, number two comes in at Coronado Beach in San Diego, California. So if you want to see all 10 beaches that are listed here as the top 10, check it out in the show notes. There's a link there. Okay, do you have an iPhone or an iPad? You know that there is an app for just about anything. And I mean it, literally. There is an app for just about anything. Now, this article comes from TNOOZ, TNOOZ.com. And what it talks about, and this is a Starwood Hotel, W Hotels, they're offering an iPhone app that you can use on your iPhone, on your iPad too, that you can use to order in-room dining, room service, in other words, or you can order extra towels, and you can also book your room using this app. You can view special offers, and again, you can order room service 24/7 using this app. You can order it right from your room. And if that's not enough, it also gets you in the mood to stay at a W Hotel because the app streams music curated by Michelangelo Laacqua, who is the W's global music director. So this gives you an option to listen to it at the moment or to purchase any of the tunes that are on the app at the iTunes store. So music, room service, book your hotel, order extra towels, forgot that tube of toothpaste, it's all available on this app. So anyhow, check it out. There's a link to the article in the show notes. So that's today's news. That's this week's news, I should say. And that will bring the show to an end. And once again, happy Memorial Day to everyone. We wish our best to all of those service people, men and women, who have sacrificed for the freedoms that we enjoy in this country. And my best to all of those who are currently serving this country and the armed forces. So with that, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great week. Safe travels. Stay healthy. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.